Sorry, my clock where I was working said was 3 minutes slow, so I apologize. Anyway, I will. It is November 16th, 2021, and the time is 4:07, and I will open up the Grand County Commission regular meeting. Present are Commissioners Hedin, Wojtek, Walker, Clapper, Stock, Hadler, and McGann. Clerk Auditor Quinn Hall, Treasurer Chris Kaufman, Commission Administrator Chris Baird, and Associate Administrator Mallory Nassau, Office Assistant Tara Collins, Christina Sloan, County Attorney. And I will open the meeting. The first thing on the we will have Thompson Springs Special Fire District Board meeting. First thing on the agenda is approval of citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens to be heard on an agenda item not on the Thompson Springs Fire District? Mallory, do we have anyone?
I don't believe so. There are a few people on, but I'm thinking it is for later comment or agenda items. So if you are, please press star 6 to unmute or turn on your camera.
Mallory, is this just for Thompson Springs or for the regular citizens to be heard?
This is for Thompson Springs.
Thank you.
Okay, we are to approval of minutes. Do I have a motion? I have a motion to approve the minutes for October 19th, 2021.
I'll move to approve the minutes from November 3rd, 2021.
Am I on the wrong one? I think that's October 19th.
Yeah, Jacques, you were made a motion to approve the minutes for the regular commission. We need a motion for the Thompson Springs.
I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one. I make a motion to approve the minutes from October 19th, 2021.
So a motion by Jacques. Do I have a second? Seconded by Sarah. Discussion. Call for a vote. All in favor, say aye. Raise your hand. Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. We are to payment of bills. Do I have a motion?
Chair, if I may.
Yes, thank you, Jacques. And Gabriel?
I'd make a motion to approve the payment of bills for Thompson Springs Fire District, November 16th, 2021. Total bills in the amount of $3,130.74. Total payroll in the amount of $533.34. Total bills and payroll combined in the amount of $3,664.08.
Motion by Gabriel Wojtek. Do I have a second? Seconded by Kevin. Discussion? All in favor of approving and ratifying the payment of bills? Raise your hand. Say aye. Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. We are to action item B, tentative budget. You have anything to say, Chris Baird?
Yeah, let's go over it, especially some of the changes. I mean, the main change you'll see is the county's contributions going from about 24,000 to almost 60,000. And the main reason for that is just due to request from the fire chief for his salary to be, let me see if I can find the right spot here. There it is, kind of on the lone line there. But the salary that was based on 35 an hour, 60 hours a week, plus there's another employee that does cleaning in there. So that's really the lion's share of the increase, which I support. Because I know that he works a lot more than he gets paid for, and he's certainly worth 35 an hour, in my opinion. The other significant increase was just another capital purchase for, I believe these are new tires for the fire truck. Other than that, it's pretty much the same as years past. I probably will have to do a little more tweaking with Mark before the public hearing. But just like with the commission's tentative budget approval, the motion would just be I move to approve the Thompson Springs tentative 2022 budget and to set the public hearing date for December 7th.
So, Chris, the agenda also mentions an amended 2021 budget. Did you want a motion on that as well?
Yeah, well, yes. We'll be doing the public hearing also on the amended budget also.
And do you want those separate motions or combined?
No, you can just combine them. So the public hearing would be for the amended 2021 and tentative 2022.
Do I have a motion? Thank you, Evan.
So moved as verbalized by the administrator.
Motion by Evan. Do I have a second? Seconded by Kevin. Discussion?
I'd just like to take a moment to thank Mark for all his dedication and hard work out there in maintaining public safety and hope that this this move sort of helps him feel sort of valued and shows our appreciation for all that he does for public safety out and the tremendous amount of work that he does that would be hard otherwise to fulfill.
Thank you, Gabriel. Very well stated. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye, or raise your hand or vote. Thank you. Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. We are to the agenda. We are to police report. Is Chief Markham on the call, on the Zoom? Is he, Mallory? I don't see him.
I do not see him. Tara, I don't know if you can chime in. Did we see a report from him?
No, we have not. So we will postpone. I would like a motion to postpone the fire chief's report for November 16th to the following meeting, Thompson Springs. Would somebody so move?
I move to postpone the fire chief's report till the next meeting.
Thank you, Sarah. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kevin. Okay, motion by Sarah, second by Kevin. Any discussion?
Is that one of the commissioners that is growling or anybody?
You know,
I think it was the phone. It got muted.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor of postponing? Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. We are future considerations. There are none. Public hearing, there isn't one. No, there is no closed session. So we've reached the end of our agenda. So if there's no objection, I will adjourn this meeting. Okay. We will move to our regular county commission meeting. The time is 4:16. I don't believe there's been any change in people present, so that will stay the same as in the Thompson Springs. We will begin with citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens to be heard? If you are, please unmute or turn on your camera.
So I think Sarah Melnikoff's up there. She just unmuted.
Oh, she did? I'm just waiting. I don't see her, but yes, go ahead, Sarah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Sarah.
Sorry, my computer's updating, so I had to call in. I was calling in to thank you all very much for encouraging the BLM and the greater community to really look at alternatives. I know it's not an endorsement of them, but it's always good to have a lot of different ideas to come to the best conclusion. And just looking at Trish Hedin, I remember years and years ago, her walking into the canyon with a class of kids from HMK. And I had two thoughts simultaneously as I watched them approach the canyon. One, I am so glad for everything I've been doing in here for these children to see. And two, I need to be doing more. So I'm glad that there's an opportunity for the whole community to weigh in on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Is there anyone else that would like to be heard?
Mary, I think Bob unmuted for a second. I'm not sure if he's on to give a comment at this time, but that would check.
No, I just got computer problems.
All right. And Mary, I don't see anybody else who's on right now.
You're muted, Mary.
Sorry. Hi. Thank you. We are to approval of minutes for November 3rd, 2021. Do I have a motion?